The information discussed by the host and guests on this talk show is meant to be informational only. Listening or calling in to ask questions for our guests does not create a patient-doctor relationship. Rely on your own doctor or healthcare provider's medical advice to treat or diagnose any conditions you may have. Nothing discussed on this talk show is meant to replace your doctor's medical advice. You should never stop your current medical treatments or delay getting medical treatment because of anything presented in this program. If you want more information about a medical condition or treatment discussed on this program, talk to your doctor.
It's time for Health Check with Heidi Godman, a daily dose of health and wellness information. Call or text Heidi your questions at 373-1220. That's 373-1220. And now here's Heidi Godman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Health Check. I'm Heidi Godman. Hope you're doing well on this wonderful day. We have a great program lined up for you today. In a little bit, it'll be time for our weekly brain boost, and we'll check in with our good friend, Dr. Dean Sutherland. He's a neurologist here on the Suncoast. And today we're going to be talking about a protein associated with Parkinson's disease that researchers say travels from the brain to the gut. And there's this new study providing clues on a particular pathway of this protein, alpha-synuclein. And so we want to find out all about that. If you know anyone with Parkinson's disease, which we have more than 10,000 people here on the Suncoast with Parkinson's disease and more than a million nationally, alpha-synuclein is sort of what gunks up the brain and causes all kinds of problems for Parkinson's disease patients. So there's a new study about it. And what is the link with the gut? We are going to find that out. But we are going to start out today by talking about the very latest when it comes to cutting-edge treatments for your skin. So what are the best lasers for every kind of skin problem that you might have? Also, if you have any small problems about your skin, like should you remove your makeup before you go to bed? You probably know why, but what if you don't? You probably know you should, but what if you don't? What happens? We're going to find that out. Also, stretch marks. Stretch marks. If you didn't have them in pregnancy, you might have them if you gain any weight, but can you get rid of them? We are going to find out the answers to all of these things because my guest today is Dr. Manjula Jegasothy. She is a Harvard and Yale trained aesthetic dermatologist and the founder of the Miami Skin Institute, and she joins us now. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Heidi. Thank you.
So I want to start out with the best laser treatment for every skin problem. And that's, you know,
sure. It's
sort of a broad topic, but every time you come on the program, you're always telling us about sort of the latest lasers, and they keep creating new lasers and keep improving them. It seems like every other month there's a new treatment. Why are we seeing such growth in the laser treatment arena?
Well, a couple of things. The first is, you know, this technology is sort of white hot right now, and we're getting, there's so many new patents, and you know, anybody would rather have a laser treatment in all aspects of medicine than actually getting cut. And so, you know, all the way back from the Gamma Knife in neurosurgery to now the latest fat melting lasers, this is kind of something, an unmet need in medicine, and I think it's only going to become more and more prevalent that we'll be cutting less and lasering more.
Okay, well, and I think that that's a great idea too. And when people think of lasers, I'm sure they think of Star Wars or Star Trek and these lasers that can blow things up and shoot these heated rays of light. But that's not what we're talking about. Lasers, that even if they use heat in some way, it's not something that you feel, right? Aren't they colder?
Yes, well, it depends. You know, the actual word laser is an acronym. It stands for Light Amplified System of Electronic Remission, laser, L-A-S-E-R. And so those machines have to be in the physical light spectrum, meaning from 400 nanometers in wavelength to about 1,000 or so. But we have other devices that emit electricity in all kinds of wavelengths, going all the way from the shortest infrared wavelengths to the longest ultrasound wavelengths. And so those machines, we call them lasers sort of colloquially, but they're really devices.
Okay.
And that was going to be the second reason I think that we're getting so many new treatments that are lasers now, is that the FDA classifies lasers a little bit differently than they classify drugs. And so the approval for lasers is a little bit more relaxed than it is for most medicines. They still have to prove safety, but many lasers just have to prove that they're effective. They don't have to be approved. They don't have to be proven to be more effective than what's already on the market, which is the standard for drugs.
Okay. All right. So a lot of lasers out there, and we want to find out which are the best lasers for every kind of skin condition that you have. So let's start
I'm always telling my patients, because that's why you really need these guides, because a lot of lasers are out there and they're mm-hmm. good, but which ones are better? And
Okay. That's
what it takes, you know, the data to show that.
Well, how do you want to do it? Do you want to talk first about the conditions and you can tell us which laser, or do you want to talk about the lasers and what they do?
We can talk about the condition. You know, let's start with something more medical like rosacea.
Okay.
As you know, rosacea is characterized by hyperactivity of the blood vessels of the face, but then goes on to cause a lot of other problems, such as a reddening, a chronic redness of the nose, and even some enlarged oil glands all over the face that can manifest as red or white bumps, and then they can actually misshape the nose. That's what we call the W.C. Fields nose, was just a chronic rosacea. And it was thought in the old days that people that drank a lot of alcohol got this kind of thing, but it's really just rosacea. It's not necessarily, there are a lot of drinkers who don't get it, and there's some people who never drink at all that get this problem. So for rosacea overall, we think the best laser are the two that are in the 500 nanometer wavelength, which is number one, the KTP, and number two, the pulse dye laser. And I'm giving you not brand names, but the generic names for those lasers.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then what does this pulse laser do?
So both of them are, as I said, in the 500 wavelength, which targets hemoglobin because they're in the red wavelength, and hemoglobin in the blood cell is red. So what they do is they do literally explode the blood vessel, and then your immune system comes and carries away the debris. So that's why you'll first be a little bit extra red, or maybe even a little bruised, depending on the size of your blood vessel or the redness, where, you know, how diffuse it is. And then that bruise goes away in about, you know, seven to 10 days, we say. And then your immune system carries it all away and your skin is clear. Typically, though, rosacea patients tend to keep having this problem recur, and so we generally do these laser sessions on them maybe twice a year.
Okay.
So that's the first one. There are also lots of other little red marks that come up. I don't know if you know what a spider angioma is, where it's like a little red dot with little legs, almost little tentacles coming from it, that often happen on the face in younger women. Those are that's considered from hormonal treatments like birth control pills. Can also happen to women who are older, who are on hormone replacement therapy. These can be treated with that laser. There's also a genetic condition that some people have called a cherry angioma, which is just a very sort of standard-looking flat red bump that doesn't go away when you press on it. So even though it's vascular, it stays there, and those can be very easily treated with these lasers as well.
Okay, but you're saying that these lasers, it just takes a couple of treatments, and then what? Those blood vessel issues under the skin, they go away?
Yes, because it gets rid of those actual blood vessels. You don't need them. You don't need that many capillaries so close to the surface of the skin. Now, if this is the genetic condition or the hormonal condition, you might make more of them, but the ones that we treat don't come back.
Okay, that's very good news. All right, what other conditions? Let's talk about wrinkles, because nobody wants wrinkles.
Sure. Superficial fine lines currently are best treated with the Fraxel laser. The Fraxel laser is a very tunable laser, which actually operates in the very longest of the light spectrums. It operates at 1,500 nanometers. And what it does is it's almost a heat device, really, but it drills thousands of microscopic holes in the skin, which the doctor, and I really recommend for Fraxel treatments, you go to a doctor, can tune to basically adjust to the depth of the hole that's being drilled, So if you have superficial wrinkles, they can, you know, I can dial it so that it's done very superficially. If the wrinkle is very deep, we dial it deeper so that it adjusts and goes very deep so that the collagen grows there. If we're treating skin laxity or looseness, that's at the deepest layer of the dermis, and so we dial it to the deepest degree. And we can even get some very superficial brown spots, which are at the most superficial layer of the epidermis, by dialing the laser very lightly. And that's how I treat under eye circles as well, because that's a pigmentation issue that's very superficial.
Now, do these things really go away, and how long do they stay away?
So the pigmentation issues, if you don't, you know, get more sun, which may have been the cause of your original pigmentation, you know, you may indeed go a year without needing another fractal treatment. I always tell my patients, if you didn't age going forward, if you just stopped aging, I wouldn't have to do it ever again. So the word lasting is it lasts permanently, but unfortunately we keep aging and we keep having wrinkles. So, you know, generally when I start with patients in their 30s, they do it once a year. If I start with patients in their 40s, they do it twice a year. In the 50s, three times a year, and so forth.
Okay, so you can get rid of broken blood vessels and things like that under the skin with a couple of kinds of lasers, get rid of under eye circles or some other wrinkles with other types of lasers. What else can you get rid of with lasers?
So tattoo removal has been one of the oldest things we've done with lasers. And that's the same laser. It's called an NDAG laser. And that laser can operate in the 1,000 nanometer wavelength. So it's kind of middle between the two we already discussed. And that targets actual brown pigmentation. So if you have deeper sunspots, or if you have a, you know, dark-colored tattoo, this is the laser for you. So it basically works to actually go and explode the pigmentation in the deeper layers of the skin. And since it does, it's not able to explode every single possible pigment particle, particularly if a tattoo has very dense ink, then that's why it requires multiple treatments. But once that area has been treated and all the pigment particles are gone, then, you know, the treatment is permanent.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else lasers can do?
So, you know, the latest things, which we've talked about on your show before, are the skin tightening lasers, which is not a laser. It's a device because it operates in the radio frequency wavelength, which is very long wavelength on the order of, you know, 1700 to 2000. And that one is a device, and it basically goes all the way to the deep layer of the dermis and physically delivers an electric current that causes your collagen fibers to contract and so therefore tightens the skin. Again, if you didn't age going forward, that result would be, you know, very long-lasting, at least a year to 2 years. But most people continue to age, and so this has become a popular treatment that we do on almost everybody about twice a year.
Oh, all right. And what is the name of that one again?
So it's a radio frequency machine, and the one I have is called Viora. There's another one called Exilis. There's another one called Infini, and they all operate on the radio frequency wavelength.
So when we are talking to our dermatologists or plastic surgeons about different types of facial lasers that he or she might use, I mean, should we be more concerned with the technology or the brand?
I would say you want to be much more concerned with the technology. In terms of the brand, a lot of them are fairly equal at this point. I think there are some front runners. There may be some front runners in the future. No, I wouldn't say now necessarily because it is fairly new field. I think that really the effectiveness of your laser treatment depends on the knowledge of the operator more than anything else. So it's how we actually dial the lasers and how we set the settings, because they're very highly adjustable. And that's what makes all the difference in terms of your recovery time and the effectiveness of any given treatment.
All right. And how would you know if your doctor is an expert in using these lasers?
I would definitely ask them to show you before and after pictures. So when you're thinking about doing a laser, I would say pinpoint the problem. You know, to figure out what it is that's actually bothering you. Is it that your skin is loose, or is it that your skin is wrinkled, or is it both, you know, that kind of thing. And we're not just talking about the face. We're talking about all over the body, too. We can do those red spots and brown spots and tattoos, obviously, all over the body. We can do this kind of skin tightening all over the body. The skin tightening devices, the radio frequency devices, have also come forward as being the best to smooth cellulite. We can get about 80 to 90% of cellulite smoothed on the legs and buttocks and even the stomach in 2 to 3 sessions in most patients, and then maintain it once a year. So decide what the issue is, and then after that, you know, do your research online, go to, you know, look at different physicians' websites and see who has a lot of before and after and seems to be making the most sense in terms of their dialogue about the laser, not just putting up the company information that the company, the laser company wrote, or sending links to the laser company's page, but they're actually demonstrating a thorough knowledge of the lasers themselves. And then when you go for the appointment, you know, have them talk to them about who decides the settings and how, and then make sure you look at their before and after gallery. I think, you know, a good cosmetic skin laser physician now at this point has a lot of their before and afters online, and so you can do a lot of your research before you walk in the door.
Terrific. All right. Well, that answers those questions, and thank you very much, but please don't go away. Everybody, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Dr. Manjula Jagasothy, an aesthetic dermatologist and founder of the Miami Skin Institute. Right now, a quick break. This is Health Check with Heidi Godman on WSRQ.
The Gulf Coast South Area Health Education Center offers free face-to-face classes by professionals who know what you're up against. We'll help you quit with free nicotine replacement therapy. It's free, so you have nothing to lose. There's a quitter in you, and with the help of Tobacco-Free Florida's 3 Ways to Quit, you'll double your chances of success. If you or someone you know needs help quitting tobacco, call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Doctors Hospital of Sarasota is an acute care facility serving the healthcare needs of Sarasota County. Doctors Hospital is a Joint Commission certified advanced primary stroke center and a top performer in key quality measures. The facility is nationally recognized by Modern Healthcare's top 100 best places to work for 8 years in a row, and is the only facility in Sarasota to receive an A grade in patient safety. For more information, please visit doctorsofsarasota.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-921-6860 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable.
Operators are waiting at 1-800-921-6860 to take your call now. Call 1-800-921-6860. That's 1-800-921-6860. Again, 1-800-921-6860.
This is Lucia's recital, not her memorial. Her family cheers instead of mourns. With flowers, they give instead of leave. Her family now has a solar lamp, not a kerosene one. A lamp that won't explode nor add her life to the 2 million that kerosene lamps claim every year. No, Lucia's song will only end to start a new one, because Lucia's solar lamp is giving her a brighter future. Help us donate solar lamps. Visit wattsoflove.org.
Accidents happen, and meeting by accident is never good when it's a car accident. Finding the right place to repair your vehicle is risky. Trusted by top insurance agencies, Dynamic Motor Car Center has a trained, certified staff of expert technicians. So when the unexpected happens, call Dynamic Motor Car Center, where quality service and value are not just words. Call them at 371-8844 and turn your meeting by accident into a safe bet.
Don't have a radio nearby? Listen online at WSRQradio.com. WSRQ, the voice of Sarasota Manatee.
Welcome back to Health Check. I'm Heidi Godman. We are talking today with Dr. Manjula Jegasothy. She is a Harvard and Yale trained aesthetic dermatologist, founder of the Miami Skin Institute. And we were just talking in our last segment about the best lasers for every skin problem. Now we want to talk about something that a lot of people, I bet, Manjula, ask you, which is, should you remove your makeup before you go to bed? Why? And what happens if you don't?
Sure. I think the quick answer to that is, obviously, I think everybody knows that if you don't remove your skin makeup, like your foundation or your concealer, it can clog your pores and you're going to wake up with a face full of pimples. That's an easy one. So that's definitely wash off your skin makeup because of that. But I think something that people don't know as much is that if you fall asleep in your eye makeup, whether it's just mascara and eyeliner or eyeshadow, it can actually give you problems with your eyes, not only the next day, but going into the future. And so I always tell people, if you have the time for nothing else, take off your eye makeup. That's the most important.
Okay. And so, doesn't it also have the potential to stain your skin?
Yes. So that's the first thing is that the ingredients in most darker eyeshadows, eyeliners, and mascara tend to flake into microscopic particles when you're sleeping and as they sort of wear on or they're on for several hours. Those particles can actually embed in the skin of your eyelids and give you dark under-eye circles or darkness on the upper lids, which then can be virtually impossible to remove without laser.
Wow.
So that's important. The other thing is that these same particles can go into your eye and cause severe dry eye or can even sometimes, in rare instances, abrade your cornea, which is A, very painful, and B, requires a visit to the eye doctor to have that, to have eye drops and have that fixed. So I strongly recommend taking off your eye makeup. The last thing is that many of the shinier eyeshadows that we tend to wear on nights like this when we go out and forget to take off our makeup are extremely allergenic. They contain quartz and mica crystals and a lot of the heavy metals, and they tend to be allergenic. And so you could wake up, you know, with totally swollen eyelids that, you know, look worse than you've been crying, and that can persist for a number of days, requiring even antihistamine use.
All right. So remove your makeup. Yes. And as you say, if you're just going to remove part of it, just remove the eye makeup if you can't remove all of your makeup. What should you use to remove eye makeup? Is plain old soap and water okay?
No, there's so many better things out there now. There's something called micellar waters, which I love. It's a new product that's sort of in between a toner and a moisturizer. It's very liquid. It's a solution. It's made by almost every major cosmetic company right now. Garnier makes them. L'Oreal makes them. They're available for under $5 at most of the drugstores, chain drugstores. And you just put a little bit on a cotton ball or even a toilet paper and just, you know, run your eyes, you know, rub it over your eyes gently, and it takes off most everything in one swipe. So you really have no excuse not to remove it. There's no rubbing, there's no scrubbing, and you don't even have to be near a sink with water to do it.
Now, what if it gets in your eye? Is there any danger there?
No, it's very safe for the eye area. They've been formulated specifically for this issue, to take off your makeup late at night when you don't have a lot at hand.
Okay. All right. So micellar water, and it's, I'm looking at now, micellar.
AR. I'd say it's besides color correcting for makeup, it's the biggest improvement or advance we had in makeup technology in the last 5 years.
All right. And would that be on the ingredients? I've never heard of that till today.
It's literally the name of the product. It's called Garnier Micellar Waters or L'Oreal Micellar Waters. And you could have different ingredients different smells. And some of them are oilier than others and for sensitive skin versus regular and all kinds of things. But they're all available, like I said, at all major retail drug stores, and they're very inexpensive. And that's the way I would go nowadays for removing all of my makeup, especially the eye area.
Ooh, I think I'm going to go to the drugstore today. That's really cool.
Get it.
Yeah.
I love them.
I love it. Okay, micellar water. All right. So what about, are there any other things that we need to keep in mind when it comes to safety? We just have 30 seconds, but safety when you're using eye makeup?
Sure. You know, make sure your hands are clean, make sure your nails are clean, and do not rub too aggressively.
Oh, and also get rid of it every 6 months or so, right?
Yes.
Okay, terrific. All right, if someone wants to know more about what you do, we're going to keep on talking to you, but in between now when we take a break in just a sec, how can we find out more?
Go to MiamiSkinInstitute.com to see all of my latest information. I am also on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. It has my before and after gallery, and Instagram has all my latest magazine mentions, and YouTube has our radio shows.
Terrific. All right. Well, stand by, please, Dr. Manjula Jagasothy. We will continue speaking with you, and everybody, you stand by, too. Quick break for news and weather, then we'll be right back. This is Health Check with Heidi Godman on WSRQ.
You can stay connected with everything happening in Sarasota, Bradenton, and Venice by visiting our online stream at WSRQradio.com.
This is Kay Weinfordner. Join me for Real Estate Unplugged with Kay Weinfordner, Saturdays at 2 p.m., where we'll explore short sales, flipping, foreclosures, investing, buying for your personal residence, buying without credit or no money down, as well as buy and hold. I'll give you tips on how to find the money, what to do, and what not to do. So tune in Saturdays at 2 p.m. for Real Estate Unplugged with Kay Weinfordner here on WSRQ Radio, the voice of Sarasota Manatee.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets, and they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Doctors Hospital of Sarasota is an acute care facility serving the healthcare needs of Sarasota County. Doctors Hospital is a Joint Commission certified advanced primary stroke center and a top performer in key quality measures. The facility is nationally recognized by Modern Healthcare's top 100 best places to work for 8 years in a row and is the only facility in Sarasota to receive an A grade in patient safety. For more information, please visit doctorsofsarasota.com.
Welcome back to Health Check. I'm Heidi Godman. We are speaking today with Dr. Manjula Jagasothy. She is a Harvard and Yale-trained dermatologist, an aesthetic dermatologist who wants you to look and feel your best. And we are going to be talking now about something that can happen if you gain a lot of weight, something that can happen to moms who are expecting, and that is stretch marks. Do they ever go away? Can you get rid of them? Manjula, I have three children, and I have the lightning bolt scars on my stomach to show it. But I'm kind of proud of them. I like it. But
they're battle scars, right?
Yes, but they're from stretch marks. What are stretch marks? Why do they occur?
So essentially, stretch marks represent an actual break in the collagen of the deep layer of the dermis. That's why it actually has a textural difference as well as sometimes a color difference. So if the skin has to expand very rapidly, as in pregnancy, or if you gain weight, or if you're growing, it happens even in teenagers who are growing very rapidly, you'll get stretch marks in the area of the skin that's growing the most rapidly. And in the beginning, they can be pink or red colored, and then as they become older, they turn more skin colored.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that?
Yes, I did. To mine, I'm telling you, they kind of look like little lightning bolts, almost like a grayish color, sort of a different color. What would cause that?
So that skin is never normal again. It doesn't produce collagen in the way that our normal skin does. It doesn't turn over in the same way. And because there's a break that goes all the way from the deepest dermis to the top, it doesn't really have an epidermis. And so that's why stretch marks, as you might have noticed, never grow hair like normal skin do. It doesn't have any follicles like normal skin. It doesn't have pores. That's because the epidermis is gone completely.
Mm. So would people be able to recognize these? I mean, I had 3 children. I think I was probably looking for stretch marks. But if you have suddenly gained weight or lost weight, or yes, you're growing a lot, if you're a kid and you're growing, what would we be looking for?
Looking for new bright red marks where the skin, linear marks, so they're in the shape of lines, or like you said, sometimes a zigzag in the shape of a lightning bolt, and they occur most commonly in the upper thighs, the upper arms, sometimes in the back of the armpit, obviously on the stomach, often on the buttocks. Those are the most common areas, and you know, particularly in women. But I do see them in teenage boys too, particularly ones that weightlift or you know grow their muscles very quickly, such as, and that's in the area of the bicep or you know the tricep, and sometimes in the pectoralis also. Mm. So linear pink streaks. And it's best treated with pink laser we talked about. We've come full circle in the show. The V-beam, the pulse dye laser, which is in the 500 spectrum, will basically explode the blood vessels that are sort of feeding this indent, this break in the skin. Whenever you have a trauma in the skin, your immune system becomes very active in that place, and blood vessels grow and cells come there. So the laser serves to close off the blood vessels and take away the inflammation. So we're finding now that when you treat stretch marks earlier in their course, like when they're still pink, you get a much better overall result. You'll get a much better long-term appearance. The older the stretch mark, the more difficult it becomes to treat.
Hmm. All right. So if you had children 20 years ago, is there any hope?
I think that it would require multiple. And so even when they're not pink anymore, the only treatment we have right now is the Fraxel laser, which literally resurfaces them. And what it does is it, you know how they're a little bit raised and a little bit sort of almost, they almost are, I guess the word is loose. They're a little bit looser than your normal skin there. So what the Fraxel does is it tightens them and makes them sort of more flush to the skin so that they're less noticeable, but it doesn't resolve them completely. I think the best way to get as good a resolution as possible is to treat them when they're still less than 6 months old.
Okay, so right after you have gained weight, lost weight, had a baby, grown for some reason, and what happens, how many treatments does it take? I mean, do they slowly fade away? Do they evaporate? I mean, what happens?
So if you get them early, the pinkness goes away, you know, within 2 or 3 weeks, and then the actual skin can repair itself such that you have, you know, a tiny line perhaps, but nothing really visible. If you've waited along more than a year and now they're skin colored and you're just resurfacing them with Fraxel, you'll notice about a month to 2 months after the Fraxel treatment that the skin will be much tighter and smoother and much more sort of approximating your regular skin texture, and you get about a 30% improvement with each treatment. So we say after 3 treatments you've kind of gotten the best result you're going to get.
Hmm. All right. And what kind of a difference are we talking about? I mean, do you really see them go away in some people?
No, like I said, it's the kind of thing where they're not saggy, they're not loose, they're not thick, they're flat, they're flush to the skin surface. They'll be the color of your skin. They won't be grayish anymore. So they look very much better in all respects except for the actual texture of them, which still will remain slightly shiny and not have those pores like normal skin.
Now, I have to say, I kind of like my lightning bolts. I don't have a problem with them. Who's coming to see you to get rid of stretch marks typically?
Young moms. You know, things have changed a lot amongst the generations. You know, the baby boomers compared to us, the Generation X versus millennials. You know, since technology has improved, the standards have also improved. And so, you know, stretch marks are not considered a happy battle scar anymore. It's something that a lot of the bikini-clad crowd of Florida wants not to have even after having babies. They want to be able to say they bounced back completely, and part of that is treating their stretch marks. So I'm getting getting a lot of them. I'm getting a lot of teenagers who are growing rapidly and don't want them, and that's of both genders, men and women. And that's pretty much, you know, the older people with stretch marks, I'd say, are really not coming in.
Okay, but it could be that if you've suddenly lost a lot of weight, you might also have stretch marks, right?
New stretch marks, exactly. Or if, unfortunately, if you gain a lot of weight, yes.
Mm, all right, so that might be something you want to consider. And is it expensive? I mean, and do these things come back?
They do not come back. Once they're treated, they're treated. They expensive is kind of in the eye of the beholder. You know, a session of with any one of these lasers runs around $500. If you're talking about three sessions to smooth out an old stretch mark, so $1,500 for something that's relatively permanent, that's pretty good. And it's not per stretch mark, it's generally per area. So, you know, if the arms are one area, the legs are one area, the buttocks are one area. A lot of people, and, you know, even celebrities, people like that, you know, it's nice not to have to Photoshop your pictures as much. So people who are models, that kind of thing. And so they're doing it and they consider it a cost of doing business.
Sure, absolutely. All right, well, this is very encouraging. It takes a few different sessions and they won't come back, and then you can feel better about it. But it must be purely just a cosmetic sort of a change.
Yes.
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 Okay.
The insurance companies do not cover stretch marks.
Okay. All right, but important information to know. And there's so much information, too, everybody, on Manjula's website. So if we wanted to check out your website, how would we do that?
Please see us at MiamiSkinInstitute.com or at my blog at WordPress, MiamiSkinInstituteWordPress.com. And then please see Heidi and I's radio shows on our iTunes channel. Just search Miami Skin Institute or Heidi Godman. Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, always so wonderful to talk to you. And I learned so much today. I really appreciate your time. And we'll talk to you again next month.
Wonderful. Thank you, Heidi.
Okay. Take care, Manjula.
Bye-bye.
Everybody, again, if you'd like to know more about Dr. Manjula Jegasothy, just check out her website, MiamiSkinInstitute.com. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to find out all about a new study and what it's saying, linking a type of protein, alpha-synuclein, to your gut. Why is that important? It's because alpha-synuclein is involved with the Parkinson's disease process. This is Health Check with Heidi Godman on WSRQ. We'll be right back.